Let's go to Ronan Kelly for a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. Swords and sandals are in the election coverage this morning, with the Greens saying they'd like a sequel in government, a bit like Paul Mescal in Gladiator. That's in the Irish Daily Star. Miriam Lord in the Irish Times wonders if they'd like their leader to be called Rodericus Dubwestium. The papers are seeing double on the ballot papers. The Times says there are two brothers on the ticket in Carlow Kilkenny, Fianna Fáil stalwart John McGuinness, and now his brother Eugene, a councillor running as an independent. While the Irish Sun has a picture of two candidates' posters on a lamppost in Dublin Midwest, both with beards and glasses, and both called Eoghan O'Brien. One, Sinn Féin stalwart Eoghan, and the other a councillor, Eoghan O'Brien, running for the Social Democrats. The Irish Daily Mail's campaign trail notebook has discovered that some politicians have reposted a photo of a homeless person sleeping beside an ad for Simon Harris. The Mail says the photo is actually a mock-up from the satirical site Waterford Whispers. Over the page, Simon Harris himself is quoted telling farmers that if they don't want the Greens in the next government, to avoid voting for independence. And on independence, one Cavan independent on the canvas, rather than asking for number ones on the ballot paper, calls out to voters, "Give me the old scratch." That's in the Irish Independent. If you're looking for a comprehensive overview of the election, the papers are providing accessible and digestible coverage this week. They outline the party's proposals, like those of the Greens on transport in the Times, Aintu on asylum seekers in the Examiner, the Social Democrats on disabilities in the Sun, and Sinn Féin on the civil service in the Mail. And the papers also continue to highlight the issues the parties face. For example, The Examiner covers delays in the health service with a headline over one cancer patient's story, "I wasn't dying enough to get specialist treatment." In other news, a judge in the north is complaining about the law. He was hearing the case of a woman who was drunk on a plane and she tried to open the door while it was in mid-air. She pleaded guilty and the judge lamented, "All I can do is fine her," and ordered her to pay £375. That's in the Belfast Telegraph. Another court case in Dublin, reported on in the Irish Times. Two 12-year-old boys were physically removed by security staff from a shopping centre in the city. They'd just made their confirmation and were mortified at what happened. They sued the security company and the shopping centre. The court heard that the security company apologised and paid the boys €7,500 each. And two stories of famous deaths in the papers this morning. They all carry the news of Johnny Doohan's death in a drowning accident in Galway yesterday. And also yesterday, the funeral of broadcaster Kathleen Watkins took place. The Independent reports that her grandson Cian spoke during the service. He said she advised him that when it comes to other people, always give them your time and always give them the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what they're going through.
Ronan Kelly.